recapping the avian flu outbreak. We're visiting today with Ron Keene, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Ron, where are we right now with the avian flu outbreak in the state?
Fortunately, I think we're past the outbreak. We haven't had an outbreak in the U.S. since mid-June.
Give us a little history of this. When did it start and what is it?
So avian influenza, avian flu, is a viral disease. This one affects birds and does not affect humans, fortunately. And it kills a lot of birds that come in contact with it, especially chickens and turkeys.
Ron, where are we here in the state of Wisconsin with the influenza?
We had 10 facilities in Wisconsin that had outbreaks, including turkeys, chickens, and a backyard mixed flock. All of those were quarantined. All of the birds on those farms were depopulated. And fortunately, all the quarantines are now lifted, and the farms are repopulating with new flocks.
One of the questions about the loss of all these birds is, what's the effect on egg supply and turkey supply?
Yeah, egg supply, there's a real shortage, and probably everyone has noticed the prices have gone up considerably. There haven't been shortages that I know of in the stores, but liquid egg for baking and things, there's been some shortages.
Ron, what's the outlook for turkeys?
There have been a few shortages of turkeys in some situations, but generally I think other than the price being higher, there's been enough turkey to go around, and I think there will be enough turkeys for the Thanksgiving market, certainly.
And Ron, how long does it take the poultry business to recover from something like this?
Yeah, with layers, it's going to be a bit of a long process. It may be a year and a half to 2 years before we can really completely get back.
How about the turkey side of that?
The turkeys can rebound a little bit quicker, probably 4 to 6 months if things go well.
Are there precautions or things people should do now?
Well, I think we've preached biosecurity for many years and continue to. You know, don't borrow equipment. Don't track dirty things into your birds. Keep rodents and wild birds away from your flocks. Those are always important.
Are there some lessons to be learned here for the hobby market, too?
Well, again, I think biosecurity is important, whether it's for influenza or for other diseases.
And Ron, can you give us a snapshot of the Wisconsin poultry business?
We have about 4.5 to 5 million laying hens in the state. We produce about 50 million broilers a year and probably around 6 million turkeys each year.
We've been visiting with Ron Keene, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.